Marcel Schwab, A Short Story Collection. An Introduction. Mayor André Marcel Schwab was born in Chaville, Haute-de-Seine, France, on 23rd of August 1867, into a cultivated Jewish family. As a child, he devoured the works of Poe and Stevenson in French and then again in English. His attachment to the bizarre and dark was already forming. His education at the Lycée of Nantes earned him the first prize for excellence. In 1881, he was in Paris with his maternal uncle to study at the Lycée Louis le Grand. Schwab quickly developed his multilingual abilities and then studied philology and Sanskrit at the École pratique des hautes études, before completing his military service in Vannes with the artillery. After completing a Bachelor of Arts in 1888, he became a professional journalist and worked for the Faire de la Loi, the Événement, and l'Echo de Paris. The 1890s marked his establishment as a brilliant writer with the publication of 6 short story collections. He fell ill in 1896 with a chronic, incurable intestinal disorder. He also suffered recurring bouts of influenza and pneumonia. Intestinal surgery was given several times, at first with success, but by 1900, after 2 more surgeries, he was told that nothing more could be done for him. Schwab now existed on kefir and fermented milk. By the turn of the century, despite failing health and often too ill to write, he embarked on several long travels, including to Valima in the South Pacific, where his literary hero Stevenson had died. Schwab was regarded as a symbolist writer and a precursor of surrealism. He wrote over 100 short stories, journalistic articles, essays, biographies, literary reviews and analysis, translations and plays. Marcel Schwab died on the 26th of February 1905 of pneumonia. He was 37.
Arachne by Marcel Schwab. Her wagon spokes made of long spinner's legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers, her traces of the smallest spider's web, her collars of the moonshine's watery beams. Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. You say I'm crazy, and you locked me up. But I laugh at your precautions and your terrors, because I will be free the day I want. Along a silken thread thrown to me by Arachne, I will flee far from your guardians and your gates. But the time has not yet come. It is near, however. More and more my heart fails and my blood turns pale. You who believe me mad now, you will believe me dead while I swing on Arachne's thread beyond the stars. If I were mad, I wouldn't know so clearly what happened. I wouldn't remember so precisely what you called my crime, nor the pleadings of your lawyers, nor the sentence of your red judge. I wouldn't laugh at your doctor's reports, and I wouldn't see on the ceiling of my cell the clean-shaven face, the black frock coat, and the white tie of the idiot who declared me irresponsible. No, I wouldn't see it, because fools don't have a clear idea, whereas I follow my reasonings with a lucid logic and an extraordinary clearness which amaze me myself. And the mad suffer at the top of the head. They believe, the wretches, that columns of smoke burst forth, whirling from their occiputs, while my brain, mine, is so light.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?